Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Best Equity Business Podcast is back.
We back.
Expansion always, in all ways. Eye-opening episodes, sales, marketing strategies, entrepreneurial development, the everyday entrepreneur experience. So get ready to network to build your net worth. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Business Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host. On today's episode, I want to answer a question that was given by one of my entrepreneur members. And the question was, when you're first starting out your small business, what is the first key essential step? So I developed this episode and I want to talk about the first essential step. In my opinion, I believe that when you first start a small business and you're looking to scale, the most important and first element that you need to master is how to build your small business team. Once you master that, then you will transform not only your company, but your net worth as well. So let's get into talking about building your small business team. So right off the bat, hiring the right employees is very important. That's a given, but it's not enough. You'll have to learn how to shape those employees into a winning team. Now, one of my mottos as far as business, small business, building teams, etc., is this. And should really write it down and keep it in mind at all times. The importance of a clear job description is very important, but the people need to fit the job description. The job description should not or never be designed to fit the people. Now, I want to start off with talking about understanding the strengths of each individual on your team or that you hire. It's likely that your new employees will have come from a variety of backgrounds. They'll have different personalities and therefore different ideas about how to do their jobs. Now, if you're a manager, it's important to recognize this because having a deep understanding of people is worth its weight in gold. If you can enable each employee to channel their strengths and shine in a way that benefits your business, then you're on the complete right track. Now, let me share with you my opinion and experience on turning a group of individuals into a cohesive, successful team that will help your business reach its full potential and transform your net worth. I've said this a million times, and those who have utilized this are multi-millionaires. Let me stress this. The importance of a clear job description is important. The people need to fit the job description. The job description should not be designed to fit the people. Now, I know that I repeated that quote, but it is very important to utilize that. Let me start off by explaining business vision. What you want to do is start by setting the scene for your employees. Let them know what they're aimed for and help them to understand the goals of your company. Make sure to talk about the culture you want to build. Plant the seeds of your business culture in your workers' minds so it grows and flourishes. Get them excited about being a part of the team and the environment. Describe your future plans. Create a vision of where your team should be 6 months, a year, even 2 years from now. Use your accounting software to draw up realistic financial forecasts and share these with your employees. explain the environment of customers, prospects, and even partners. Use diagrams if necessary to show the interaction between all the people around your company. Use we instead of I when talking about your business. It is a common startup mistake to associate yourself with your business. But if you want your employees to feel a part of your team, then you'll need to include them as well. These points I just stated will help your employees feel settled and give them a feeling for the situation in which they're working. Once that's done, you can start to bring out the best in your team. Let me stress this. Get your employees involved. I see this time and time again when that's not utilized. It's important to quickly get your employees involved in the day-by-day running of your business. Keep them active and use their strengths to help them integrate and develop. Give them tasks right away. On the first day, your employees should already be doing useful work. Get them engaged right from the start. Don't be afraid to challenge them. Help your employees to push themselves. Use timelines or specific goals with their input for them to strive for. Acknowledge their successes. Use the carrot, not just the stick, and always reward success with praise. Mentor your new hires. Partner your new employees with someone senior on the team. The more mentoring you do, the faster your team will take shape. Don't forget to explain to your employees that the more effort they put in, the quicker the company will grow and the better their rewards will be. This could be in terms of promotion, salary, benefits, etc. Make certain to define roles clearly. Everyone needs to know their job, what's expected of them, and what is not. If you don't make this clear, the morale of your employees will suffer, and progress and efficiency will be affected. Let me give you an example. If one person is waiting for another to finish a task, but the other person doesn't believe that task is part of their job description, progress will grind to a halt. So be sure to update roles and task lists frequently. Then your employees will know what they're supposed to be doing. Again, the importance of a clear job description is important. The people need to fit the job description. The job description should not be designed to fit the people. Let me share with you some team building exercises that you can implement. Small businesses are often fast-paced environments. We know this. That means you need to get your team working together as quickly as possible. Team building exercises can help, but there are some important points you need to consider. My first point is you really need to budget carefully. Days off work will cost you money in terms of loss of productivity, plus the cost of the team building event itself. Good accounting software will keep your accounts up to date so you can see at a glance what you can afford and what you can't. Now, examine all the options: paintballing, go-karting, building log bridges over rivers. Ask your employees which options they might prefer, but be prepared for many different answers. And don't forget the simple things. Something as low-key as providing drinks and snacks for the last hour of a Friday afternoon might work well. Not everyone wants to crawl through undergrowth in camouflage clothing. This next one is important as well. Recognizing the value of diversity. Complementary skill sets can mean contrasting personalities. Let me give you an example as a general rule only now. Salespeople tend to be extroverts, while administration and its developers tend to be more introverted. That reflects the type of person drawn to each role and also the demands of the role itself. Trying to fix these differences so everyone's the same will never work. In fact, it's likely to backfire badly. At best, you'll annoy your employees. At worst, you'll breach diversity and equality legislation. Accept that people are different to you, maybe even very different. Ethnicity, gender, sexuality, and personality differences are irrelevant. What really matters is how good people are at their jobs. Extend your team beyond your business. Think beyond the four walls of your business premises. Your team can be more than the people you hire directly. Make the most of your outside contacts. As I just stated, think beyond the four walls of your business premises. Make the most of your outside contacts. Ask guest speakers to meet with your team. Talks on anything from organizational psychology to technical matters can help inform your team and improve their skills. Share developmental ideas with customers and key business partners. If you're gearing up for a major investment, make sure your customers and business partners are ready for it, and get your staff involved with these discussions. Invite customers and key partners to staff meetings. Give them the chance to provide feedback and take questions from your team, but do this carefully to avoid giving out confidential business information. Have a team coach. Consider using services of someone who can provide real-time feedback on how your team is working together. Look, getting an outside perspective can also help prevent groupthink, where employees become subdued and unwilling to challenge the norms of your business. Keep your staff thinking positively and creatively at all times. Now, don't forget to let your team know that you value them. This is important and quite straightforward. You simply have to take an interest in your staff. Show them that you care. Learn about things like their family, personal life, or hobbies. Focus on personal growth. Think about enhancing your employees' skill sets and management skills. Know their career goals and help them get there. Invest in your employees is very important. Give them the support and tools they need to be successful. This could include things like a healthy working environment, a supportive team, or the right software or technical equipment. Celebrate the little victories. Reward every success, no matter how small it might seem. The goodwill generated will pay you back many times over. Be positive and stay positive. Don't lose your cool or lose control, as that will set a bad impression and affect morale. You always want to identify problems early on. You may have people who are having or causing problems in your organization. The reason for this might include issues with their home life, financial problems, or other personal hardships. In this situation, you must thread carefully and follow all local laws, especially those relating to privacy and employment rights. Seek professional advice if need be. Sometimes people just want to fit into your culture, which is again why making the right employee choice is so important. Firing people should be a last resort if you've tried every other option, including third-party mediation services and verbal and written warnings. Be sure to follow local laws if you're forced to take this option. You have to understand positive team dynamics as well as negative team dynamics. There are other influences that can prevent a team from becoming successful. These include unwillingness to change. A fixed mindset, for example, but we've always done it this way, is a bad way of thinking. Inability to work together, resolving personality clashes is one of the hardest tasks for management. too many individual projects, people who like to excel will feel unmotivated if they have to spread their abilities widely. Too much individual recognition, favoring some team members above others, will cause resentment. Competing agendas, if there's a lack of consensus, productivity will drop. Top-down talk and micromanagement, saying do this, do that, is usually less effective than setting a goal and letting the team achieve it on their own. Now, be aware of the potential for these problems to arise and do what you can to prevent them ahead of time. Use your people skills to build your team. For your team to thrive, you must be approachable, friendly, an authority figure, and responsible. In other words, a good manager and leader. You may need training to help you become a better manager. There's no shame in that. Running a business is a learning process. And just like your employees, you can learn and improve. After all, the better you are at managing people, the better your team will perform and the faster your business will grow. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I want to give a shout out to Ron for the question. I want to give a shout out to a couple of our new sponsors. I want to give a shout out to everyone who follows us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Go over and subscribe on rumble.com. And we will see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast. Join the Facebook group and go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Have a question or topic for the show? Want to be a guest on the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.